different situations. And for each recording, you are given a set of questions which correspond to each situation. For each question, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. One.
I can get bored doing exercise unless there is some music, so I started with aerobics and then moved on to dance in general, just as a way of keeping fit. Now I do line dancing and I love it. I usually go about 3 times a week, and although it's not as demanding as dance, it's a lot of fun. My work day is very hectic because I run my own business, and this is a good way of avoiding the television. The steps need a lot of concentration, and I feel that many young people become obsessed with exercise, worrying too much about how they look. They do so much that I doubt they will be able to maintain the pace, whereas line dancing is more relaxed and I should be able to keep doing it for some years to come.
Now, listen again.
I can get bored doing exercise unless there is some music, so I started with aerobics and then moved on to dance in general, just as a way of keeping fit. Now I do line dancing and I love it. I usually go about 3 times a week, and although it's not as demanding as dance, it's a lot of fun. My work day is very hectic because I run my own business, and this is a good way of avoiding the television. The steps need a lot of concentration, and I feel that many young people become obsessed with exercise, worrying too much about how they look. They do so much that I doubt they will be able to maintain the pace, whereas line dancing is more relaxed and I should be able to keep doing it for some years to come.
2.
Becoming an architect wasn't really a decision that I made. It was more like the decision made me. Even from a young age, I loved drawing buildings. And I'd combine different elements from 2 or 3 buildings I'd seen to create something entirely new. I often got stuck on a certain style of design for months on end and had to travel to a new country to shift my fixation to a new style of architecture. My most recent creation combines elements of temples I saw on my last trip to Japan with the design of French cathedrals in Paris. When I become inspired by these ideas, I can't seem to focus on anything else until I've drawn them.
Now, listen again.
Becoming an architect wasn't really a decision that I made. It was more like the decision made me. Even from a young age, I loved drawing buildings. And I'd combine different elements from 2 or 3 buildings I'd seen to create something entirely new. I often got stuck on a certain style of design for months on end and had to travel to a new country to shift my fixation to a new style of architecture. My most recent creation combines elements of temples I saw on my last trip to Japan with the design of French cathedrals in Paris. When I become inspired by these ideas, I can't seem to focus on anything else until I've drawn them.
3.
This young grizzly bear is preparing for his first winter on his own. The salmon returning to spawn in the Copper River, here in Alaska, represent most of the food he will need to consume to survive the long hibernation. The competition he will face is fierce, and until he is much bigger, he will be forced to hunt for his fish from the banks of the river. When he does manage to catch a salmon, he will eat only the skin, as it's the fattiest part of the fish.
Now, listen again.
This young grizzly bear is preparing for his first winter on his own. The salmon returning to spawn in the Copper River, here in Alaska, represent most of the food he will need to consume to survive the long hibernation. The competition he will face is fierce, and until he is much bigger, he will be forced to hunt for his fish from the banks of the river. When he does manage to catch a salmon, he will eat only the skin, as it's the fattiest part of the fish.
4.
Last weekend, I took Matt out for a nice dinner and we had a terrible time. We went to our favourite restaurant in town, which is normally great, but this time we had a new waitress. First, she sat us at the worst table, right next to the bathroom, although there were plenty of other tables available. Then she forgot our order. It took nearly 40 minutes for us to get our food, and when it did come, it wasn't what we ordered. I tell you, I really missed having our usual waitress, Chloe. I swear, the next time we get her, I'm going to show her how much I appreciate how good she is at her job.
Now, listen again.
Last weekend, I took Matt out for a nice dinner and we had a terrible time. We went to our favourite restaurant in town, which is normally great, but this time we had a new waitress. First, she sat us at the worst table, right next to the bathroom, although there were plenty of other tables available. Then she forgot our order. It took nearly 40 minutes for us to get our food, and when it did come, it wasn't what we ordered. I tell you, I really missed having our usual waitress, Chloe. I swear, the next time we get her, I'm going to show her how much I appreciate how good she is at her job.
5.
Where are you? Everyone is here already and they're waiting for you. We've already had dinner and Sally has opened her presents. And now we're waiting for you to get here so we can light the candles on her cake. You'd better get here in the next 10 minutes or at least call me if you can't make it and we'll go on without you.
Now, listen again.
Where are you? Everyone is here already and they're waiting for you. We've already had dinner and Sally has opened her presents. And now we're waiting for you to get here so we can light the candles on her cake. You'd better get here in the next 10 minutes or at least call me if you can't make it and we'll go on without you.
6.
When I'm cooking for guests and not just for myself, where I cook is very important. Of course, I would normally cook at home, where I know all the equipment I have and where everything is. Sometimes, however, when I cook at my mother's house or at my sister's, I usually have a much harder time finding everything I need. While cleaning up afterwards is never my favourite part, I still enjoy doing it because I love seeing the looks of happiness and contentment on the faces of my family and friends.
Now, listen again.
When I'm cooking for guests and not just for myself, where I cook is very important. Of course, I would normally cook at home, where I know all the equipment I have and where everything is. Sometimes, however, when I cook at my mother's house or at my sister's, I usually have a much harder time finding everything I need. While cleaning up afterwards is never my favourite part, I still enjoy doing it because I love seeing the looks of happiness and contentment on the faces of my family and friends.
7.
I do often think about opening another cafe, but it's really difficult to find the right location. Where we are now, right next to the bus station and a very popular cinema, makes this a perfect place for our business. I have looked into a few other spots around town and one really promising place next to Steamtown Mall. But in the end, the cost of renting the building proved just too expensive to be worthwhile.
Now, listen again.
I do often think about opening another cafe, but it's really difficult to find the right location. Where we are now, right next to the bus station and a very popular cinema, makes this a perfect place for our business. I have looked into a few other spots around town and one really promising place next to Steamtown Mall. But in the end, the cost of renting the building proved just too expensive to be worthwhile.
8.
The first time I ever tried kayaking was at summer camp as a kid. I fell in love with it immediately. Back then, I wasn't much of an athlete and I dreaded going to camp because everything was so geared towards sports. There was motocross, basketball, cross-country running, and kayaking. I wasn't sure if I'd like it at first. As soon as my paddles hit the water, I was hooked. I had no idea how fast it could go. The camp instructor said that I had a natural talent for it, and I've been doing it ever since. I'm even planning to cross the Atlantic this summer.
Now, listen again.
The first time I ever tried kayaking was at summer camp as a kid. I fell in love with it immediately. Back then, I wasn't much of an athlete, and I dreaded going to camp, because everything was so geared towards sports. There was motocross, basketball, cross-country running, and kayaking. I wasn't sure if I'd like it at first. As soon as my paddles hit the water, I was hooked. I had no idea how fast it could go. The camp instructor said that I had a natural talent for it, and I've been doing it ever since. I'm even planning to cross the Atlantic this summer.
You hear a recording about a particular subject, and you are given a set of questions relating to the recording. For each question, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Sitting across from me is Andrea Thompson, who is currently Britain's strongest woman. Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Just how strong are you? What can you lift, pull, roll?
I can pull a 7-ton truck just using a rope, arm over arm. I can deadlift 230 kilos.
We should explain, deadlifting is what exactly?
A deadlift is a bar, so you're picking it up from the floor and standing up with the bar to about waist height. I'm told it's the equivalent of a pygmy hippo.
Have you seen a picture of a pygmy hippo? They are quite massive.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about you growing up and how sporty you were. Andrea, were you a sporty kid?
At high school, I probably was my most sportiest. I found a love of the javelin and shot put, so sort of throwing events. I didn't really do a lot. It kind of just phased out. It wasn't something that I particularly enjoyed, so I wasn't going to take it further. And it was only, you know, a couple of years ago that I really took to sport again.
Andrea, how did you get started?
It was only a couple of years ago when my elder sister was getting married and asked me to be a bridesmaid. Both big girls. So she wanted to lose weight, knew that I wanted to lose weight. So we joined our local CrossFit centre. And that
CrossFit is that you do a variety of exercises.
It's a variety.
Right?
It's like a high intensity circuit training kind of thing. And it also involves a bit of weight training as well. And it was only doing the sort of weight side of things that the coaches would sort of pick up and say, you know, you're actually quite strong. You know, they're partnering me with some of the guys, the big guys. A lot of the army guys used to go train in there, so they put me with those. And then it got to the point where they refused to then train with me because I was outlifting them. And again, I was just having fun. I wasn't really thinking about what I was lifting. And somebody just mentioned, you know, you should go into competitions, strong competitions. And I was like, had no idea that there was ever a thing called strong woman. So I did a bit of research and found Britain's Strongest Woman 2015, entered. Then I realised I had no idea what a log was. I had no idea what an Atlas stone was.
This is all before you entered.
All before I entered. I signed the paperwork and then entered. You know, then I'd sort of freaked out about what I was lifting. So then I found my coach now and sort of said, you know, I've entered this competition. Can you help me, please? And he said to me, you do realise that the women that are in this competition have been training for months, sometimes years, to get to this stage. And I had 6 weeks. And at that point, we just kind of got full training. And I came third. So with that, it kind of encouraged me to go on and do another competition and think, oh, this is quite good fun. And then, of course, after a few competitions throughout the year, then won Britain's Strongest Woman 2016. I train 4 to 5 times a week. I'm a bar manager, and I've actually cut back on my hours to concentrate on training. I do the school run, so from 9 o'clock, I then have to go off to the gym for 2 hours, and then I tend to work in the evening. It's the school holidays are the worst, especially at the moment. The children are off. Sometimes they come to the gym with me. I have a room upstairs that they can play around with some of the equipment. They're exposed to what I do.
Thank you so much.
Now, listen again.
Sitting across from me is Andrea Thompson, who is currently Britain's strongest woman. Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Just how strong are you? What can you lift, pull, roll?
I can pull a 7-ton truck just using a rope, arm over arm. I can deadlift 230 kilos.
We should explain deadlifting is what exactly?
A deadlift is a bar, so you're picking it up from the floor and standing up with the bar to about waist height. I'm told it's the equivalent of a pygmy hippo.
You ever seen a picture of a pygmy hippo? They are quite massive.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about you growing up and how sporty you were. Andrea, were you a sporty kid?
At high school, I probably was my most sportiest. I found a love of the javelin and shot put, so sort of throwing events. I didn't really do a lot. It kind of just phased out. It wasn't something that I particularly enjoyed, so I wasn't going to take it further. And it was only, you know, a couple of years ago that I really took to sport again.
Andrea, how did you get started?
It was only a couple of years ago when my elder sister was getting married and asked me to be a bridesmaid. Both big girls. So she wanted to lose weight, knew that I wanted to lose weight. So we joined our local CrossFit centre. And that
CrossFit is that it's, you do a variety of exercises.
It's a variety.
Right?
So it's like a high intensity circuit training kind of thing. And it also involves a bit of weight training as well. And it was only doing the sort of weight side of things that the coaches would sort of pick up and say, you know, you're actually quite strong. You know, they're partnering me with some of the guys, the big guys. A lot of the army guys used to go train in there, so they'd put me with those. And then it got to the point where they refused to then train with me because I was outlifting them. And again, I was just having fun. I wasn't really thinking about what I was lifting. And somebody just mentioned, you know, you should go into competitions, strong competitions. And I was like, had no idea that there was ever a thing called strong woman. So I did a bit of research and found Britain's Strongest Woman 2015, entered. Then I realised I had no idea what a log was. I had no idea what an Atlas stone was.
This is all before you entered?
All before I entered. I signed the paperwork and then entered. And then I'd sort of freaked out about what I was lifting. So then I found my coach now and sort of said, you know, I've entered this competition. Can you help me, please? And he said to me, you do realise that the women that are in this competition have been training for months, sometimes years, to get to this stage. And I had 6 weeks. And at that point, we just kind of got full training. And I came third. So with that, it kind of encouraged me to go on and do another competition and think, oh, this is quite good fun. And then, of course, after a few competitions throughout the year, then won Britain's Strongest Woman 2016. I train 4 to 5 times a week. I'm a bar manager, and I've actually cut back on my hours to concentrate on training. I do the school run, so from 9 o'clock, I then have to go off to the gym for 2 hours, and then I tend to work in the evening. It's the school holidays are the worst, especially at the moment. The children are off. Sometimes they come to the gym with me. I have a room upstairs that they can play around with some of the equipment. They're exposed to what I do.
Thank you so much.